You know, if you wrote a script as a script writer, each person in the script would have certain characteristics, right? Certain gifts, certain characteristics, certain abilities, certain a good side, a bad side, certain characteristics. So God wrote a script. God wrote a script. And each person is per the sun, and each human is a hue, man, a different shade, all right? And so I don't know if I uploaded that audio where I said that every time I try to do something to build down here, I get shut down. Everybody has a calling, you know. Some have the gift of teaching, some preaching, some evangelist, some singing, some. Everybody's got a different gift. Some people can make money, some people can give, some people. Everybody's got a different role in the scroll. And if you understand that, you might say, well, you might have said in your life, why did God make me this way? Or you might have heard other people say that, especially unsaved. They say, it's not my fault I'm this way. Why did God make me this way? So the Spirit writes on the tablet of your heart. If you seek God, there's certain certain things that they changed. That's why he gave some people new names, you know. Certain things can be changed if you seek God with all your heart. And so that should help you understand why the scripture is the script for everybody. And it's a fractal holographic reality. So Elijah might have been fighting with Jezebel, and the gift of Elijah and the gift, not I don't even call it gift of Jezebel, but the Jezebel spirit and the spirit of Elijah is still manifest today, right? Still goes on today. Cain and Abel still goes on today. Works based versus faith. Legalism still goes on today, as it did back in Genesis 4. Cain wanted to be his own religious. He wanted to offer his own religious ideas. It just keeps playing out. And you know it's true about Jesus because the Bible was written about him. And if it was written about him, what about those characters that he rubbed shoulders with down here? His disciples, they all had different personalities, yeah. Pieces of the whole. I just want to record this before I forgot. I've been fighting the flu for a week. What is my point? My point is, your gifts and callings and your positions in life are for a reason. You might not like your lot in life, but you have to flip the script in your mind about, oh, that's why he made me that way. Oh, that's why I'm in this situation. you have to flip it in your mind. If you don't like your lot in life, you have to reach, you have to take that stinking thinking and understand God put you in a situation for a reason. If you can get free from a bad situation, do it. But if you can't, you have to deal with it where you're at. So each person has character traits and abilities and all this stuff, you know. It's because it's just like writing a script. It's like if you wrote a script and there's people in the script that had certain character traits. It totally fits. It's the only thing that makes sense. Mm-hmm.